Lloyd and Linanpethic are about as active gets and provide a model for anyone looking to make their lives more participatory and involved. Find something you care about, show up, help out. You really just show up and say, what do you need help with? And then you help, said Linanpethic, 76, during an interview at the Shriners Club in Moose Jaw. She and her husband Lloyd, 80, were in the midst of preparing for the annual Order of the Eastern Star barbecue. If someone were trying to get more involved, I mean, firstly, I'd ask them what their interests are, Lloyd said. That's your main thing. Then, you just go to the Chamber of Commerce, and they have a list of all the organizations in Moose Jaw. We've gained a few members that way, and we've always done that when we moved someplace new. The Pethics come from big families. Lloyd was the oldest of 12 children, and Linan was the second oldest of 13 children. They had only two children themselves because they felt they had spent their childhoods parenting their siblings. However, they are very involved in their children and grandchildren's lives, and have informally adopted a few more grandchildren to love and care for. They've always been the parents who drove carpooled groups to tournaments and other events, volunteered their house for high school parties, cared for children whose parents couldn't be there, and more. Linan once volunteered for 3 years at King George School with her daughter-in-law and son, helping children who needed extra attention. A lot of those kids still come up to us, they're grown now, to say hello and chat, which really makes you feel good, Lloyd said. We were born and raised on farms, and back then, Mom and Dad and the community all pitched in for whatever needed to be done, Linan said. So, I have volunteered ever since, and that was one thing my dad said, make sure you're always a part of the community. Same for me, Lloyd noted. I was born and raised in Meadow Lake, on the farm, and we did all the community things as well, supervised ball tournaments, looked after the curling rink, and the families in our community all took turns looking after the cemetery and keeping it mowed and everything. They still do that, there. They emphasize that no one needs a formal, written invitation to show up and help out. You don't even need to know anyone. Every organization in the city needs more people to brainstorm ideas, show up for activities, give service, help with rides, and more. All it takes is to accept invitations, show up and participate, and give of one's time. Every organization that Moose Jaw has is good. Everybody's got a purpose and is out there to do something good for the community, and a lot of people don't realize that, Linan said. By getting involved, you get to know more about what's going on in the community and what needs to be done, and maybe you've seen something that needs to be done and you're looking for help to make it happen, Lloyd noted. With the South Hill Community Association, we've been trying to improve some of the picnic sites, the walking trails, and the parks on South Hill, stuff like that. For decades, the Pethics have volunteered, led, organized, and recruited for the following organizations, to name a few. Order of the Eastern Star, Moose Jaw Masonic Lodge, Elections SASC, The United Church, South Hill Community Association, Waccamo Valley Park, Western Development Museum, Friendly City Optimist Club. The Pethics feel the benefits are clear, including keeping their activity level high, being connected and known, and seeing the effects of their contributions. There's days that you can get frustrated with other people, Linan admitted. But then you feel, okay, I'm doing something for the community. And I always looked at it as, if I didn't do this, maybe no one else would. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.